state parks are opening this weekend to Wyoming residents only. To ensure that this is the case, the Department of Outdoor Recreation and State Parks has instituted a reservation process that's only opened to Wyoming residents. Deputy Director Dave Glenn discusses the plan with Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck.
So the thing that I guess has caught everybody's attention is in the past, certainly there were some sites you had to make reservations for, but the way this is going to change is that all of us, for the most part, are going to have to make reservations if we want to camp in these facilities. Could you talk a little bit about that and how this will work?
Sure. So traditionally, about 40% of our campgrounds have been available by reservation. And with the COVID-19 situation, we wanted to be able to control who was coming to our state and going camping. So by going to the reservation system, it allows us to get Wyoming Nights out camping as soon as we could, which was one of our number one goals. But it allows us to easily more exclude out-of-state campers as well. There's some other advantages. We reduce dangers associated with cache handling. Since we're doing less cache handling, some of our seasonal staff will be out in the field maintaining, mowing, cleaning toilets, doing those types of things. And it allows us to limit some site availability of those campsites that are extremely close to each other for social distancing reasons.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I know there's some even here just outside of Laramie where a lot of clusters are. How will that be handled? Will you just maybe put a couple of folks up in those areas? How will that work?
Yeah, so our group shelters will remain closed. Our group camping areas will allow one camper at. And then we've gone through site by site and looked at them and said, are these far enough to meet the social distancing guidelines? If they're far enough apart, they'll both be available. Some of those are right on top of each other. We'll probably shut down every other one. And that allows us to do that going through the reservation system.
The whole reason, as you suggested, we wanted to is to keep the people from out of state. What was the problem? Is there was the thought that there'd be just so many?
Yes, and there was already, even in March, starting to be a huge influx. So we're monitoring that closely. As other states start to open up their camping, we'll probably look at reaching out to the state health officer and the governor's office to expand camping to non-residents. And we also understand that that's an economic driver for some of our communities, such as Park County, with folks heading into Yellowstone, or Platte County, Glendale and Guernsey. So we're going to work on that, but we're going to watch it really closely, and we'll make that decision at the right time.
Dave Glenn visiting with us. Again, Dave, I told you before we started that, I'm aware that there's a petition out there of some folks from Wyoming very concerned about this. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of my staff members are on that. So let me ask you about this decision, because for a lot of folks, it's, oh, wow, it's Friday night. Let's go out and camp. Let's do this for the weekend. It's not like a long thought-out process. There's a lot of people concerned about that you're taking away some of their freedoms, of course. Tell me why this won't mess with their lives.
Well, and I'll tell you this, Bob. My wife and I are exactly like some of those people that are concerned. It's usually after a long week on a Friday, we come home from work, and she says, let's go camping. And we throw our gear and our boats in the vehicle and head out to the state park. Folks will still be able to do that. There's several different options. You can get online and reserve a spot before you go. You can reserve a spot on your drive there through the application or doing it through online. Or if you want to go do the traditional hunt and peck where you go to the campground and find the spot you like, if it's empty, you call the reservation company, you get online, see if it's available. If it's available, you reserve it right then and there and pull in and go camping.
You don't think this will impact too many people and keep them from the opportunity to camp on the weekend?
Oh, no. I think it will actually be easier for folks once they get used to the system. I know from my perspective, we spend a lot of time driving around trying to find a campsite. It sure be nice to know which campsite I'm going to before I get there.
Now, the other thing I'm hearing about, Dave, is this fee to reserve a campsite. Is it $7.50 to do this every time?
$7.75, and that's not per night, that's per reservation. And we're working right now with the reservation company. That price is going to go down for residents. It's going to take a while, but we're negotiating with them right now. And frankly, it'll probably go up for non-residents. So stay tuned in the next coming few months, because those prices will drop down.
The other thing I was curious about, just for our friends from Colorado, Montana, and other places, is this, I have been told over the years that it wasn't legal to keep people from other states from coming in and using our places. Was I misled, or is this a special circumstance?
You know, it's a good question, and it is a special circumstance. And people can still come from out of state and go camping on federal lands in Wyoming right now. It's just the state parks that we're keeping closed until we feel that it's the right time due to the COVID-19 situation to start bringing a lot of non-residents to our campgrounds.
Okay. Dave Glenn, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bob, thank you very much.